Right here beside me this morning, the Lieutenant Governor, Nancy Wyman. And, Governor, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good. And I remember, it doesn't seem possible, it was 10 years ago.
Right. Right. A little bit over 10 years ago that we started this project.
Boy, it was...
Because of you.
And I remember the night that we had dinner together and when you had the idea. And how many veterans do we have on the Wall of Honor now?
Sorry to say we have 65 of them. But the good part of it is we haven't added some for a couple of years now. But, you know, I walk by it every day, and I'm so glad we did this thing because it reminds people about the men and women who died, gave their lives after 9/11 for us.
And I remember when we first started, and the first one, and a lot of Kleenex.
Yeah, a lot of crying.
You can't, well, you know something, and the thing, Nancy, that I really think is wonderful that you've done is that you've continued this, and thank God we haven't had any more that have lost their lives, but there are tremendous turnouts for this every year that we do it.
And it's good for a lot of us, but it's good for the families because they can come and realize that we have not forgotten their loved ones. They can come, and as every time you emcee it, you invite them up to be able to speak about their loved ones. And you know what? We learn about them and love about their loved ones, and other families learn about other people's loved ones. And it gives them a feeling of expressing themselves again, talking about their heroes and our heroes. And, you know, sometimes it gets small and sometimes it gets larger, but, you know, it will be this Thursday at the Capitol, and it'll be at 4 o'clock at the Capitol, and we just kind of hope families will come through and visit with us, even if you didn't have a loved one in the
We generally
service.
Get a good
we
many
do.
Of those folks that haven't, just want to come by.
They just want to come by and say thank you again to the families. And, you know, it's you become family with some of these families. You know, I go to different places, and it's the same families there that are constantly giving back and supporting other soldiers. You know, we're very fortunate in this country to have some magnificent people like them.
You know, Nancy, also, when we do this, and this is why I say to my radio audience that every year, I invite them, and there's so many that come. But again, the men that do the readings, you know, the officers, and it's quite a program.
Yeah,
it really truly
yeah.
is.
When they get up there in their uniforms and name the men and women that have died with that served in the same armed forces as they did to remember those names, it really is heartwarming. To seeing the retired soldiers coming back and feeling like they're giving back again. This is wonderful. You know, the bagpipes, the whole thing. It is a true tribute to the heroes.
How did you know something? I've never asked you this question, and I should know the answer, but I don't. How did you, because I remember when you called me, but what was the motivation? How did you decide that you wanted to do this? And it wasn't easy either.
Mm-mm.
I mean, because you were Nancy Wyman didn't mean, boy,
yeah.
There were people. I remember. I'm not going to get into that. But how did this hit you? What?
You know, I really think, Brad, 9/11 changed our lives. And we just, you know, everybody that was around then will know where they were and what time. And what you thought of and whatnot. I needed to pay back. I needed to pay back to say, hey, you know, realizing these men and women, and not only these, but all our people in uniform, how they're constantly being remembered. The thought of our Vietnam vets coming home and never being welcomed home.
I know.
That's to me is such a horrible thing. And you know, I didn't want any of the veterans now to be ever treated the way that those Vietnam vets were treated. And then to find out how many we have lost in this war in a very short period of time, though it is the longest war we have. I just had to find a way to pay respect to
them. I know a couple that came off the ship that I met and told me that they had to go into the men's room. They did.
Mm-hmm.
To change, to take their uniforms off and to put on civilian clothes,
mm-hmm.
because they would be booed.
Right.
Can you imagine?
Spit at. And stories that I heard about the mothers of these veterans that were coming home from Vietnam, and the mother said, take those clothes off. Take that uniform off and don't tell anybody you were in the service. You know, we have to make sure that our veterans and our men and women that are in service now have the respect and the honor that they deserve. And I'm not going to forget the men and women that fought in this war.
Absolutely. Okay, and remember, it is this Thursday, my dear friends, and it starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We will be right there at the Capitol, inside at the Capitol, and we have a ceremony, and then we go up to where the veterans are, and it's just very, very Nancy Wyman, and the reason she is here, it is 8:15.
Are you living with type 2 diabetes? Learn to control
of honor, which she started a little over 10 years ago, and that night I will never forget, and it's just been that way ever since. And I was just thinking, Nancy, knowing that you were coming in to see me today, I've never asked you, and I don't know how many have, but what was your driving force, and when did you start in politics? How did you get into politics?
You know, Brad, I'm probably like a lot of other people that get involved with politics. It's an issue that drives it. For me, it was my children. And I didn't
children.
Yeah, I didn't like what was going on in our school system. And so I wanted a change. So I started going out to meetings. I knew nothing about politics. It wasn't something that was discussed in my house or anything else while I was growing up. And I just wanted the school to change so that my kids would get a good education. So I wanted to impeach the Board of Education.
Oh.
Yeah. You find out that you can't impeach a Board of Education. You can impeach a president of the United States, but you cannot impeach a Board of Education. So I ended up getting myself in an awkward position that people put my name in to run for Board of Ed, and I didn't know how to say no. So that's how I started.
So you started on the Board of Ed.
Yeah, I did. I started Board of Ed.
And this was in...
This has been in Talent.
In Talent.
Yep.
Where you are now.
About 40 years ago. Yeah. It's amazing.
The Board of Education, and you were elected, of course.
Yes, elected for 2 years spots, served there for 8 years. Meanwhile, started to work at the Capitol as a part-time worker. And then all of a sudden, they shocked me, and I ended up running for state rep because I didn't think I'd ever do that either. All of a sudden, state rep, been for 8 years and served on education and appropriations and then on to controller for 16 years. And
well, I was going to ask you that. You were controller for a long time.
Yeah.
16 years.
16 years.
Wow.
It's amazing. It went very quickly. It was a great job, great people to work with. And when
I used to go over there all the time when you were controller.
Right.
Well, and this is interesting, though. What does, some folks listening probably don't know, what the Office of Controller is responsible for? What's it responsible
basically
for?
Basically, it's payroll. While I was there, I was able to change the whole financial system, computer system there, for payroll, for buying health insurance for over 200,000 people, keeping the books, looking at the books and making sure that we're keeping them right, some counting work and trying to do what's right and changing how we pay our bills in the state. So it was a very big learning position for me. For me, it worked out really well because I loved working with the numbers and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure your listening audience might know, I started out as an x-ray technician. So it has nothing to do with politics at all. So I figured I'd use my X-ray eyes and be able to see through things.
Yeah,
so
but you know, Nancy, the thing is over the years, I think one of the things that has attracted people to you too is that you're out all the time. You go to everything. You know everybody, and you just come across that way. But I didn't even know myself, you know, what you started as. But that's how it started.
That's how it started.
You were mad at the Board of Education.
Yep. And yet, listen, I'm out all the time because it keeps my marriage going. You know, over 50 years, we don't fight. We don't see
each
other. 51 years.
You've been married 51 years.
Yeah. And to the same guy, too. I'm surprised. I think he's more surprised than I am.
You see, nobody knew this stuff. See, this is a first here on my program.
Yeah, and you know, you stay involved for the same reasons. Now, my grandchildren live here in the state. They all live in Tallinn. So you do the same thing.
How many grandchildren do you have?
I have, I'm really six now. I gained another grandchild 2 weeks ago. My step-grandson got married, so I've got another grandchild. And so there's six of them, and they're just wonderful. All my grandchildren, my children, my son-in-laws are wonderful.
That's
very
fabulous.
Fortunate.
That's
yeah.
fabulous.
One of those fortunate people that has a family that.
Now, I know people will call me if I don't ask, but you're going to understand you might run, you might not run. You don't know what you're going to do yet, but.
No, not yet.
But it won't be long and you'll know.
No, after session.
After the session?
Yeah, we'll make a decision after the session.
Well, it's going to be.
Interesting.
It's going to be more than interesting. But you know, Nancy, I can speak for myself because I've known you for so long, and I know what you have done. But I will always remember this wall of honor, and that you wanted to do this and didn't know at first whether or not we could do it. But then, boy, when it happened, it was just so popular, and just think all these years.
Yeah, but a lot of it had to do with you, and I have to thank you publicly again. You gave me the push. We talked to the right people, and you emceed it every year, to making sure that people want to come, and thank you for bringing it on the radio in your program for us. You know, we cannot forget the men and women who serve. We have 100 men and women coming home this week sometime.
Really?
Yeah, we're really excited about that. Last week we had about 35 people that came home. And I try to get there all the time because there's nothing more exciting is to see these men and women coming off, and there's families waiting for them, and their kids are waiting.
And the kids go crazy. I saw that on the Channel 3 the other night.
It's just wonderful. The kids are just excited that their dad and mom's coming home. And I don't like the send-offs, but we go to them anyway. But I do love those welcoming homes, and especially when they're walking off that plane with the smiles on their faces and they're running towards the families, and
the thing that I'm happy about is I remember when this all started, but I do think it says something to continue it and have it on the same time every year, and it's amazing the number of people that come, and they do. And you, my dear friends, I just want to personally invite you, Nancy, right here beside me on the radio program this morning, to join us this Thursday. At 4 o'clock, that's when we will actually start the program in the Capitol, and get there. Bring your friends along with you, and then we march up, and you will see the pictures, and then we have all the folks from the various services too,
yes, absolutely.
In uniform,
absolutely.
And which is a great thing. Nancy, I'm not going to try. Do you sleep well at night?
Huh? Well, not as well as I should.
Well, I want to tell you something. I'm going to, you got that number? 1-800-659-1135 or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code WDRC and get this unbelievable pillow. As I said, I started with one, but now I got two, and nobody's getting them. But you can get one. All you have to do is do what I tell you. You're going to love my pillows, I'm telling you. And we've sold an awful lot of them, and people just keep coming, and that's great. That's great. Okay. Well, Nancy, it's great to have you here.
Great to be here. Thank you, Brad. Just keep up the good work.
We will see you on Thursday.
We will.
Going to have a good one, and we will be around when you make that announcement.
Thank you, okay. Brad. You stay well.
You stay well, too.
Bye-bye.
God
now.
Bless you.
God bless.
That. The one and only Nancy Wyman, our lieutenant governor, and we'll know in a little while if she's going to run for the big one or not.